We flipped a coin, okay? You and me. You and me. Coin flip is sacred.
Y'all ready for a show today, baby?
No time, baby.
We've been waiting all week for this. This is where it happens right here, man.
We man up, we stand up. We man up, we stand up.
We're all we got.
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 Hit anything that moves. We're playmakers, man. We the best, nothing less.
You don't like this? Trust me, you don't like this.
We're between the white lines. This is football. Welcome to the big league.
I won the toss. I took the football. Got it down their throat.
Are you out of your mind? Are you out of your skull?
Hey, every season is full of defining moments. Let's make this day a defining moment for us in our quest.
Welcome, everybody, to week 11 of the 2022 NFL season. Happy Friday to everybody out there. If your kids are like my kids, they will wrap up school today and then they are off all next week for Thanksgiving. It is freezing cold here in Oklahoma. Actually, I think we're going to break a record for the lowest high on for today, meaning it's like 33, but that's the coldest it's been in this day. We get cold here, but normally not quite this early. Can't complain too much after seeing everything that's going on in Buffalo and up there in the Northeast with just looks like record feats of snow going on. Obviously has impacted the schedule a little bit. Going to keep it straight to the point today on this. Try to have this out afternoon-wise. Black 30 right now is a live code for you. Get 30% off any package. Locked in for life as long as you remain a member. As long as you remain a member. Free 7-day risk-free trial included with that. This code is good through the Monday after Thanksgiving. So if you ever want to check us out, now is a good time to do it. Lock in your 30% off. You can upgrade later. So if you want to start small, weekly, monthly, and then go to annual. If you don't want to just check out the content and then do the tools, you can add those on later. You get that locked in percentage off at any time. Rate and review us on iTunes. I'll be doing giveaways next week during what I'll probably do is do a show. We'll see how injury news and all that kind of looks because I want it to be real, you know, meaningful. I'd like to do one like Tuesday or Wednesday early if we think we have all the news for the Thanksgiving Day slate. Certainly we'll be doing content for it and all that, but that show or the one for the main slate next week, I'll do the giveaways for Black Friday. We won't have a PGA show as that season, fall season is over after this weekend. Get a little bit of a break from PGA there. So I'll probably do one, plan to probably like later Tuesday, release it super late Tuesday or early Wednesday, just on those three games with my thoughts. And I'll do the giveaway. So rate and review us. That gets you in for free. Subscribe to us on YouTube. That gets you in for free. And then like this video. And in the comment section, tell me who your favorite play is of the quarterback 7,600 or higher. So it'd be Hurts, Allen, Lamar, and Justin Fields. Which one is your favorite? That comment will get you thrown into the drawings as well. Same format as always, playbook. Then we do our favorite stacks. I'll give you main stacks, mini stacks, my two favorite lines of the week, upset of the week, survivor of the week, and then some prize pick and underdog plays. An update from prize picks Wednesday announced. So I'll go over that as well. A new feature they've added that's pretty cool. 11-game slate this week. We got the Jags, Dolphins, Seahawks, and Bucks on a bye. The night games, we had the Packers last night, Packers-Titans, and then you got the Chiefs, Chargers, 49ers, Cardinals. So pretty decent firepower missing from the slate, but we do have, you know, some coming back to the slate as well. Pricing looks a little tough. I think the Bills this week are going to be interesting. They're starving for value in some spots or some value. Is it worth taking a risk on? We'll get into that. Quarterbacks, again, you got four big ones priced up. Wide receivers are priced up. We'll see how we think about all that as we get through the weekend. Ravens are the biggest favorite, 13-point favorite. at home against the Panthers. The 49ers are an 8-point road favorite right now against the Cardinals. And I guess, is that the game? I think that may be the game that's a Mexico game, maybe? No, that would have to be a – I don't think so. Yeah, it is, but it won't be on – that'll be like our showdown slate. So, yeah, they're on the road, but it's in Mexico technically. 8-point favorites. 6 road favorites this week, though. So that's kind of, you know – anytime I see that, it kind of gets my eye a little bit. Weird things happen when you have that many road favorites. Ownership-wise, this will shuffle quite a bit. I think with the Buffalo game getting moved, you know, that total's going to go up quite a bit, being in a dome now. I think Allen will get a little more love. I think, in general, people in that game could get a more love than what – obviously, I don't think anybody was going to hardly be on it if they truly were playing in that much snow, just because it's just, you know, hard to score. But I think those will boost a little up a little bit. No real game just sticking out among the mess. Right now, the highest owned game is Washington and Houston with Minnesota and Dallas right behind it. And then it's pretty flat there. Cincinnati, Pittsburgh, Denver, Raiders, Atlanta, Chicago kind of ran out the top 5 for right now. But I do see that shifting some when I do my updates Friday night. On ownership and everything. Playbook wise, quarterbacks, it's fairly cut and dry for me. I suspect Allen getting some ownership now in the new environment. So I really like Fields. I know he's probably going to be one of, if not the most popular, but you're still probably under 15%. I like Lamar, 7% right now. I think that could even come down. I think for $100 more, some may go with Allen being in the dome now. Or save money and go to Hertz for 8,200. So could be a little bit of a sneaky play there. I like him more if Andrews is playing. I think that's kind of his binky, his blanket, security blanket, that helps him flow better. So you can always play him naked, but I do think just in general for the game flow, it helps him when Andrews is in the game. Not that Likely is a bad tight end, but I just think Andrews is a, you know, I think he's one of the top 3 in the league. My values, I like Mariota. You know, if you wanted to get a little different, you're saving $2,100 off of Fields. Do some. The problem with that is the run backs on Chicago I'm not as strong on. I think Fields makes that go because I think you can play a naked Fields, but so does everybody else. So I'm just saying if you want to go Mariota, London, or Mariota, Pitts, and then run it back with a Mooney or just a Komet, something like that. Maybe it's Montgomery, right? You know, Herbert is out, hurt. So expecting Montgomery to pick up the slack. But I do think the backup, Ebner, I think is his name. He's from Buffalo. So, you know, not Buffalo, Baylor in college. Was a good backup at Baylor. I think he'll do some work, but I do think it'll be Montgomery's job for the most part and get a little uptick in carries this week. So you could do something like that. Saving a lot of money there going to Mariota. Atlanta just hasn't scored a ton, but this game total just screams, you know, it's the highest on the board right now. This environment's going to be pretty popular, but I think a lot of people are going to go Fields. So just a way to be different. I do like Mariota saving that money. And I also like Daniel Jones. I've liked him several times this year. He's paid off well. At home against Detroit, 5,700. With all the other options on the slate, I don't think he gets too much ownership. He'll get decent, but I'm talking 5, 6, maybe 7%. A good game total as well, 45. The good thing about him, or actually all these quarterbacks, you really don't have to mega stack. It's a one-off stack here. You could put one guy, your favorite guy, probably like, you know, Wandell, I think is coming along pretty decently. Slayton is also an option. Or you could go naked because they all have upside running, and Detroit's D is just not great. And so I like Daniel Jones as a value at 5,700. My fade originally was going to be Dak, but I think it'll be Josh Allen now that he's in a better environment. I think he'll gain ownership and be popular. And for that price, I'd rather just go to Lamar, go down. And I think Dak could still be in the mix as Minnesota does struggle against the pass somewhat. So I think I'm going to fade Allen. Hope he gains some ownership over the next 48 hours as we march through the weekend. Running back-wise, I like – hold on real quick. Lost my sheet. All right, here we go. I like Stevenson. Probably fairly popular this week at home against the Jets. Harris even being back and kind of getting in the mix doesn't bother me. I think it's Stevenson's backfield for the majority, right? And so the price is still good, $6,700. Great matchup there. Belichick owns the Jets, has. We'll see if the Jets can kind of step up on the road. I don't love it. The game environment, it's a 38-point total right now, so it's not my favorite, but I do like Stevenson out of that the most. I do like Montgomery. You know, if you're doing – I don't know how many people go Fields-Montgomery. I think they'll be more looking at Mooney or Kmet. Maybe you just go Fields-Montgomery and hope they get all the touchdowns one way or another. You run it back with whoever you like over there. You know, Patterson, Pitts, London, something like that. At 6,100 with Herbert being out now, that I think that really is a good spot for him this week. I also like Cook/Chubb. Both are going to be 5%, 4%, somewhere in that, in my opinion. I think Cook will be a little higher owned. He could flirt with like 8-9%. A, because he's a little cheaper, and B, the Dallas defense has just been getting run on lately. And so maybe people see that and want, if they want to pay up but don't want to go all the way up to Barkley, maybe Cook's where they stop and just avoid Chubb altogether. Now, I do think Chubb gets a little bit of a boost as well from going potentially snow horrible to the Detroit, the Dome. So I think they'll both be in that 5 to 8% kind of deal. One could flirt with 10, but that would be at the most. I think everybody's going to pay down where they can or just go to Barkley if they really want to pay up. You know, Mixon, Jacobs, Jonathan Taylor coming off a good week, Kamara, who I don't really like this week, Pierce, who's been a, you know, pretty popular in general, and then even Singletary, Montgomery. So I think those guys would be good options if on the pay-up side. If you want to get a little different values, I do like Patterson this week. I think they were monitoring his snap counts because they knew they had two games in 4 days as he came off the IR. And I think that'll be a little deceiving. Now, do I think he's going to get all of it? No, but I think it's a good matchup at home against Chicago, $6,200. He'll be under 5%. I think he could have a multi-touchdown game and get a decent – I think I'll see way more touches and carries than he did those first two games coming off the IR. I think they knew, hey, we got two games. We want him back because we want his presence. But, you know, played on, I think, Sunday, Thursday, whatever it was, and then they get the rest, right? And so he got the rest. He's going to be ready to go. I think he's a good sneaky play this week at that ownership. I like Kenyon Drake. If Gus is out, I don't like him as much if he's back. If Gus is back, so monitor that. But he could be a good pay down, $5,900. Miles Sanders. I don't think many people will go there. $6,900. I think they. I mean, Indy's doesn't have a, you know, a horrible defense, but 3-4% owned. I think he gives, you know, I think Philly will be able to run on him a little bit, and you know that also means Jalen, but. I think Sanders may have a good game this week, kind of bounce back for the Eagles in general. I think he needs to get involved for that to happen, and that'd be different than most people just think Philly can, you know, whatever you go, Jalen and A.J. Brown or Devontae Smith or something like that. And he could get more work out of the backfield catching with Goddard out, you know, hit him out of the backfield a little bit more since he doesn't have a, you know, security blanket of Goddard. My fade this week would be Kamara. I just don't like him this week. He's going to be double-digit owned, $7,600 against the Rams at home. I just don't like much about the Saints right now. I'll avoid that. Pretty easy fade for me there. Wide receivers, I like the Cincinnati. I do think Pittsburgh's live in this game to be, you know, in it, potentially win it at home. But I think – and I know Watt will – has made a difference the first game back and will this. I don't mind the Steelers D. I think they'll be popular, but I do think Boyd or Higgins could go off. I don't know if I go to this game and go, I want to stack Burrow, Boyd, Higgins type deal. Maybe you could do like a Boyd, Hurst. I like Hurst as a tight end option, but I think one of them does have a good game. I mean, the secondary is not great. Now, if they can get pressure, that'll keep the upside down, but I think one could have a good game. It's a good matchup for him. Eileen Boyd, just because he's $600 cheaper and I have him a third of the ownership right now. But I think that's one you could get involved with if you really want to. And you could have him even with the Pittsburgh defense. I don't think that really is a negative correlation. I like CeeDee Lamb this week. He is up, you know, pay up, good spot against Minnesota. You know, you're thinking they're going to have to more of a shootout, second highest owned or highest total on the slate. And I just, you know, the more reps Dak and him get back into rhythm, you know, I think it's just a good spot for him against that defense. $1,600 cheaper than Jefferson in that same game. I don't mind Jefferson. Obviously, we saw what he can do. But I don't mind Lamb at all. I like St. Brown in that New York game. He could be a run back if you do a little Jones, Slayton, or Jones, Barkley, even if you want to go there. Jones. I like Wandell. I think he's going to have a good game at some point. I don't want to say like a Traylon Burks like he did last night, which wasn't a great game, but it was good for his price. I played a lot of them. So you could do that and run it back with St. Brown. I like that a lot. $7,200. Values, I like London. So if you do go Mariota, you could go London. Or if you go Fields, I mean, I got London still like 6-7%, so that's not horrible. If you go Fields, whichever pass catcher you want, and then run it back with London, I think that's fine. I like Mooney. Obviously, pair him up with Fields if you want, or put him in a game stack or a little mini correlation stack. I think he can do well against Atlanta. And then I like McLaurin or Samuels. I don't think you want both, but, I mean, Houston's D is just – they're okay. They're fine, but I do think they'll be able to throw on them a little bit. And I like McLaurin personally, $5,900, 17, you know, probably a little bit high on there, but – if you want to drop down to Samuels, Samuels is going to be a fourth of the ownership, and he's $1,200 cheaper. I don't mind that either. I don't think you need both of them or want to do anything like that, but I certainly would want a piece of one of those this week. My fade, I've got back and forth on this, but Garrett Wilson I think is going to get steamed up quite a bit. And the only negative for me is he's $4,900. I think he's going to, you know, be – people are going to need value. I think he'll be the one. Is Belichick's just so good at scheming out your best part of your team. And with no Breece Hall there, I think Wilson is. And I think they'll do their best to keep him out of the game. I like him a lot. This is just a leverage if he does wind up getting steamed up is where I'm at there. Up top, I don't mind fading, you know, whether it be Adams, you know, that game could be a low, ugly game. All Denver games are. Devontae Smith or, you know, whichever one you don't like there, A.J. Brown, you know, I could get off one of those as well. But for a cheap guy that I think will be popular, Wilson was the one that looked out to me. Tight end, I like Andrews, assuming he's going to play. I'll go back to him, $6,800. Great double tight end week again this week. I thought it was last week. I'll go back to it this week. Andrews, Pitts, Hockenson, Schultz, Dulcich, Freiermuth, Hurst, Moreau. So, I mean, there's a lot of good options there that gives you value. So, I would not rule out double tight end. My two favorites is Andrews and Pitts. I like Pitts in that stack of the Chicago stack, Chicago Atlanta stack. My values, I like Hurst. So, if you want to go Higgins, Hurst, Boyd, Hurst, I don't mind that either. You know, if you want Burrow, you could triple stack, you know, go Burrow, Hurst, and then your favorite one. I don't hate that. My fade right now would be Freiermuth, only because for the money, I'd rather just pay. He's the second highest projected own for me right now. That could change. But for the money, I'd rather just pay $100 more for Schultz or $200 more for Pitts, or drop down and save some money if I'm looking in that range. I don't mind him. If you want to play him against Cincinnati, that's certainly fine. But that's kind of where I'm at there. I got to cut someone out. That would be I'd drop down $500 and go to Foster Moreau if I wanted to. So that's where I'm at. Defense-wise, I like the Ravens at home against the Panthers. I don't mind paying up. I've done that a few times this year. And I like the Pats at home against the Jets, paying up a little bit, $3,700. My value play, Steelers, I do think they'll be popular, but – I don't think, you know, maybe 15%, something like that. Probably the most popular, them or the Saints. I don't mind the Texans. I told you I like Washington, but Texans can get some pressure. Heineke turns it over, $2,400. Also, either one of those two are probably where I live. Those four would definitely be where I live in, you know, who I'm choosing between one way or another. Some gut feel plays that I like that I did not get to up top. I like Jamal Williams. Kind of monitor that, what we're hearing, reading, look at presser, stuff like that between him and Swift. But I like him in the matchup. We'll just kind of see how much more do we think Swift gets involved. I like – it's a toss-up between Gibson and Robinson Jr. kind of let ownership and stuff dictate me there. You save the money with Robinson. Anybody that does the game logs are going to see 27 touches last week. It leads me to believe that Gibson would be the lower owned, but we'll see. If it's a true just toss-up, I'd probably lean Gibson there. Depends on where else I'm going in the lineup, but I don't mind Robinson either for $300 less if they're just going to pound it at Houston. Houston's going to struggle, and they both, I think, will do decent. Just picking the one would be a little bit tough. I like Pollard this week. I almost want Elliott to kind of be in or active or potential because I still think he's hurting a little bit, and especially – in my opinion, I would love it if he's active. I think they'll still limit him because they play on Thanksgiving. Worst case, he gets rolled out early and then Pollard gets steamed up. But I would love for it to be almost a last right up until the inactives. Gives a little leverage, and we go Pollard at $6,500. I like Pittman for the Colts. You know, we saw Ryan, a little life last week. At home against Philly, probably going to have to score or be throwing some. You know, Philly, I know they didn't look great Monday, and I was all over, I liked Washington a lot, but especially in showdown. But I don't mind Pittman at all. Alave, that's probably the one piece of the Saints I would go to just because he gets so many targets. They're playing the Rams. If they can keep people off Dalton for just a little bit, he'll get plenty of targets. He's going to be low owned at that price, $6,800 in a bad matchup, the offensive line matchup. So he's one that maybe is just a gut feel that I would go to. And then I like Wandale. I've already talked about that. Robinson, I think he could have a big week this week against Detroit. A break the slate kind of week. He's kind of my candidate right there, $4,600, showing 2% right now. We'll see if that changes by Sunday. My main stacks I like, Fields, Mooney, Komet. Assuming Komet's in, I think he's a little banged up. But you could run it with Montgomery, too, if you wanted to. Lamar, Andrews, maybe Duvernay if you want to. That's kind of the two I like the most there. My sneaky stack would be Daniel Jones, Robinson, and then, you know, Slayton if you want to go double. Barkley if you want to get a piece of that. I could just go those two and you know, get some pieces on the other side of Detroit, St. Brown, something like that, then move on. Saves me some money, and I can kind of build warehouse I want to there with that stack. My mini correlated stacks, I like Pollard, Jefferson. I think that could be a nice one. That'd be a way to get to Jefferson if you didn't want to go to CD. Cook, Lamb would be the other side of it. Maybe you want to get Cook, who I already mentioned could be lower owned than maybe he should be, and then run that back with Lamb, and that'd be the only piece there. See, I could do like a – that's where I do like a Daniel Jones mini stack, or, you know, do that stack. Let's just say it's Jones, Robinson – and run it back with St. Brown, and then put Cook, Lamb in, or then put Pollard, Jefferson in, and see what you got left. Double tied in it with some cheap tight ends, something like that. Interests me this week. I like Damian Pierce, McLaurin, or you could go Damian Pierce, Samuels, Chubb, Diggs. I think could be a good two-man little correlation there. Chubb's going to be super low owned. I think Diggs at 8,300 is not going to be that high owned. And maybe they're the two feature pieces of the game. You know, there's something like that can hit for us. And then or if you don't want to go all in on the Chicago, you could do Montgomery and just say, hey, it's a Montgomery game. Fields just says okay and run it back with London or Pitts. I think those are all good mini correlations this week. My favorite two against the spreads, I like the Bears plus +3, Colts plus +7. Upset of the week, I have the Bears winning as the underdogs to Atlanta. Survivor, if you're still in it. Man, I mean, maybe you have Baltimore, who's a huge favorite, alive. Buffalo, you're probably done with Buffalo. You're probably done with the Eagles. Sometime you get this far in, you got to take some very tough stand. Maybe you go Giants against Detroit. 3-point home faves, I don't mind that at all. I would lean towards looking for home favorites in that type of situation. Meaning, I would say, I know it sucks going to the Giants and putting it all online there, but I'd rather go Giants at home against Detroit than say like Cincinnati, who's a 4-point favorite on the road against a divisional rival in Pittsburgh. I mean, that's just kind of my opinion if you're still alive in it and rolling. Underdog, link is in the description. Dollar for dollar match up to $100. GUP, G-U-P is the code to use. They got the Battle Royal up for Sunday, $225,000 in prizes, $5 to enter it. They always have Thursday night, Sunday night, Monday night drafts. Looking forward to seeing what their PGA product looks like here for 2023. My pick 'em over there this week, I like St. Brown over 77.5, McLaurin over 59.5. These are receiving yards, and then Mooney over 45.5 receiving yards. Prize pick, same link, same code, same offer. Dollar for dollar match up to $100. GUP is the code. They now are doing up to 6 picks. It was a 5 for 5 type of deal. You can mix or match. This was rolled out Wednesday. So I'm going to give you 6. You could mix and match however you want to do it. The 6 of 6 pays 25x your money. If you go 5 of 6 in that, you get 2x. If you go 4 out of 6, you get 0.4x. You can still make money going 4 out of 6 on that type of deal. So I like that a lot. My 6 that I like on their current lines, Ramondre over 65.5 rushing yards, Patterson over 44.5 rushing yards, St. Brown over 75.5 receiving yards, McLaurin over 59.5 receiving yards, London over 38.5 receiving yards, and then Justin Fields over 21.5 fantasy points. So those are my 6. Toss them in there. Let's see if we can get a 25-1 payout come Sunday. Go check that out, though. You can mix and match sports. That's it. So with 6 now, you can really get in. I mean, we start getting – you got college football, PGA this week, so maybe you do one this weekend. But, you know, NBA, MMA, NASCAR when it's around, and then NFL, you can mix and match 6. And if you go 4 out of 6 on those, you're going to make a little bit of money. So that's a pretty good little deal they offered out there. I like that a lot. Again, that link is in the description. GUP is the code. Dollar for dollar match up to $100 for free. One more time, Black 30, 30% off anything for life, 7-day risk-free trial included. If you upgrade later, you get that same discount. It stays with you. Turkey Day games. We got Bills at Lions, Giants at Cowboys, Pats at Vikings. Ryan and I will have that fully covered for all our premium members. I plan to do a pod Tuesday late, probably Wednesday. We'll just see how the injuries and everything are going on the short week. I'm not traveling. We are hosting Thanksgiving this year, so I'll be able to get some stuff out for you guys. The Audible Sunday morning, should be able to get back for that. See how the family travel and everybody's doing. We'll see how everybody's out there doing. If they're interested, I always pop in there and see if there's interest. If there is, I don't mind going live at all. Last week of PGA, hopefully we get a good weekend, get some good sweats. We get a little break after that, but we'll be covering NFL, college football, all the way through bowl games, all that kind of stuff. Talked with Bobby Gould last night, and we got a lot of exciting things on the horizon for our complete revamp of our PGA tools, all that kind of stuff, model builders. Everything we have in there is going to be revamped, updated, roll it out early. Right now, it looks like we will roll it out by the Sony Open. There'll be a few things we'll continue to add as people see it and we get feedback all the way through the Players and the Masters. But the new product should roll out by the Sony Open. It's going to be awesome. You guys are going to love it. Much more customizable than what we have now. A lot of ability for you guys to save your models. It's the stuff we went over yesterday is really exciting. Can't wait till you guys see that when we roll out the 2023 PGA season. Hope you guys have an awesome Friday. TGIF. We've got some college football tonight. Watch that. Get ready for tomorrow. Bedlam here in Norman. And then a big NFL week. So a lot of things going on. NBA Daily. Come check us out. Have a good Friday, and we'll talk to you later.